Last year, the Bush administration brought together federal, state, local, and tribal officials to work on a Great Lakes collaboration plan. Some thought the White House would be willing to spend up to $20 billion in additional funds to clean up the lakes. But now a draft report from a federal interagency task force advises limiting the scope of cleanup to existing programs and dollars. The document talks of the cost of repairing hurricane damage, among other budget pressures. But Todd Ames of the Wisconsin DNR says the various state and local agencies haven't given up on trying to get additional federal funds.
We've got a long-standing project underway here. There's an unprecedented number of stakeholders that have been involved in this, and we're talking about the future of the most important freshwater resource in North America.
Ames says reallocation of existing Great Lakes dollars in and of itself is not a bad goal.
That's certainly an issue that any time you ought to look at as just a good government operation. But having said that, certainly the number of important issues in the Great Lakes, if we're really going to make significant progress on them, that is going to require, in addition to looking at how we're using existing resources, a commitment to look at additional resources.
The DNR is taking part this week in a meeting in New York as the Great Lakes stakeholders try to finish their plans for targeting invasive species, sewer overflows, and other problem areas. The stakeholders' report is expected to be finished in December, and then the battle lines over the federal budget may be more completely drawn. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.